It's hard rain and slow trains. Stick around for the next hour of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
It's a hard.
It's a hard.
It's a hard.
It's a hard rain.
Broadcasting to you from KEPW 97.3 FM, Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at kepw.org.
Bully Slim Gallard was born in Detroit, Michigan, 1916. He invented his own crazy child language called Thout. Jack Kerouac wrote about Slim Gallard in his book On the Road. One night we suddenly went mad together again. We went to see Slim Gaylord in a little Frisco nightclub. Slim Gaylord is a tall, thin Negro with big, sad eyes who's always saying, "Right-a-Rooney," and "How about a little bourbon-a-Rooney?" In Frisco, great, eager crowds of young semi-intellectuals stood at his feet and listened to him on the piano, guitar, and bongo drums. When he gets warmed up, he really takes off his undershirt and really goes. He goes, he does, and says anything that comes into his head. He'll sing "Cement Mixer," "Putty Putty," and suddenly slow down the beat and brood over his bongos with fingertips barely tapping the skin as everyone leans forward breathlessly to hear. You think he'll do this for a minute or so, but he goes right on for as long as an hour, making an imperceptible little noise with the tips of his fingernails, smaller and smaller all the time till you can't hear it anymore, and sounds and traffic come in and open door. Then he slowly gets up and takes the mic and says very slowly, "Great O'Rooney, fine O'Wooty, hello O'Rooney, bourbon O'Rooney, all O'Rooney, how are the boys in the front row making out with their girls O'Rooney? O'Rooney, Voti, O'Rooney, Voti. O'Rooney, O'Rooney." He keeps this up for 15 minutes, his voice getting softer and softer, and you can't hear. His great sad eyes scan the audience. Dean stands up in the back and says, "God, yes," and clasping his hands in prayer and sweating. "Sal, Slim knows time. He knows time." Slim sits down at the piano and hits two notes, two C's, then two more, then one, then two. And then suddenly the big burly bass player wakes up from a reverie and realizes Slim is playing Sea Jam Blues. And he slugs in his big forefinger on the string. And the big booming beat begins and everybody starts rocking. And Slim looks just as sad as ever. And they blow jazz for a half an hour. And then Slim goes mad and grabs the bongos and plays tremendous rapid Cubana beats and yells crazy things in Spanish, in Arabic, in Peruvian dialect, in Egyptian, in every language he knows. And he knows innumerable languages. Finally, the set is over. Each set takes 2 hours. Slim Gaylord goes and stands against a post, looking sadly over everybody's head as people come talk to him. A bourbon has slipped into his hand. "Bourbon O'Rooney, thank you, O'Vooty." No one knows who Slim Gaylord is. Dean once had a dream that he was having a baby, and his belly was all bloated up as blue as he lay on the grass of a California hospital under a tree with a group of colored men sat Slim Gaylord. Dean turned despairing eyes of a mother to him. Slim said, "There you go, O'Rooney." Oh, Dean approached him. He approached his God. He thought Slim was God. He shuffled and bowed in front of him and asked him to join us. "Right, O'Rooney," says Slim. "He'll join anybody, but won't guarantee to be there with you in spirit." Dean got a table, bought drinks, and sat stiffly in front of Slim. Slim dreamed over his head. Every time Slim said, "O'Rooney," Dean said, "Yes." I stood there with these two madmen. Nothing happened. To Slim Gaylord, the whole world was just one big O'Rooney. Here's Slim with Flatfoot Floogie.
Now the name of this song is the Flatfoot Floogie.
Sing it, Slim.
The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. If you're feeling sad and blue, you don't know what to do. If the blues is hanging around your door, just sing this riff and they're bound to go. The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The Flatfoot Floogie with the floor and floor. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. Bam, 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 bam.
flat feet Fluja with the floor, floor. The flat feet the Fluja with the floor, floor. The floor joy, the floor joy, the floor joy, the floor joy. Bang, de boo de boo de bang, choy. The killer, a killer, Della.
That was Slim Gaylord. Flatfoot Flugie was so popular that it was buried in the 1939 World's Fair time capsule, along with Stars and Stripes Forever and Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. The time capsule is set to be opened in the year 6939. I wonder what they'll make of Slim Gaylord then.
That was Dylan in 2006. It's 15 years later, and Slim Gaylord and Leroy Slam Stewart's Flatfoot Flugie with a Floy from 1938 still sounds pretty good. Welcome back to 2021 in Hard Rain and Slow Trains. Bob Dylan and fellow travelers. Tonight's episode is our third part of the series, Maybe She'll Pick Him Out Again, Most Frequently Played Musicians on Theme Time Radio Hour.
Maybe she'll pick him out again.
If you'd like to hear the other two episodes, you can Google Hard Rain and Slow Trains and look up the episodes from October 7th and October 14th, 2021. Or you can go to kepw.org and look up Hard Rain and Slow Trains under the Programming tab to access all 137 of our episodes, behind-the-scenes photographs, a listener's guide to the show, and other fun goodies. This will be the last episode of this series for a while, just so we can turn our attention to Dylan's upcoming November tour in future episodes. But if you write us at our Twitter page at Rain Trains and request more episodes featuring the most frequently played musicians from Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour, we can oblige. There's lots more to play, as you are about to hear tonight. The deal is that we're playing musicians that Dylan played the most frequently, but we are not playing any songs that Dylan played on his radio show. So if you're a fan of Theme Time Radio Hour, these shows complement them without repeating any of the songs played during its 2006 to 2009 run on XM Satellite Radio. Once again, disc jockey Mr. Bob Dylan has pulled into the station to introduce tonight's musicians. What's up next, Bob?
All right, next we have Buddy Johnson and his orchestra.
Let me tell you something. I'm nobody's dove. Feel how my heart is jumping. So let's beat out some love. Spread on all the butter. Use the whole darn tub. But I won't eat no supper till we beat out some love. Now you're as fine can be. You end all my trouble. Those sweet names you're calling me, you the same, and that goes double. Now do I love you, honey? That's all I'm thinking of. You make me feel so funny. So let's beat out some love.
Thank you.
was Buddy Johnson and his orchestra. Johnny Cash. There's Johnny on Sun Records.
Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I want to look around. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell and ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell? Hey, Porter, it's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please, cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're not so far from home, so take it easy on the steam. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell an engineer, I said, thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
That was Johnny Cash. I once heard Johnny had a band while he was a radio operator for the U.S. Air Force, serving in Landsberg, Germany. His combo there was called the Landsberg Barbarians. Johnny Cash, another radio performer on the Theme Time Radio Hour.
And you are listening to the radio show Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers, with this radio disc jockey, Dan, playing for you some of the most frequently played performers, featured in the three seasons of Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour. This is our third episode to feature the musicians that Dylan and his partner, Eddie Gorodetsky, the executive producer and writer for the show, selected for Theme Time Radio Hour. And you just heard Johnny Cash with Hey Porter from 1955. Let's let Dylan introduce you to another porter. Not the train porter that Johnny Cash had in mind, but one that Cash nevertheless knew in Nashville.
It's Porter Wagoner and his good friends, the Wagon Masters. Porter Wagoner, known for his big blonde pompadour and his nudie suits.
Carroll County's pointed out as kinda square. The biggest thing that happens is the county fair. I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event. What we all call the Carroll County accident. The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life and for a time. It seemed that Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. But she lived long enough for her to testify. Walter Browning was a happy married man, and he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He lost it in the Carroll County accident. Mary Ellen testified he flagged her down, said he was sick and could she drive him into town. No one even doubted what she said was true, cause she was well respected in the county too. I went down to see the wreck like all the rest. The bloody seats, the broken glass, the tangled mess. But I found something no one else had even seen. Behind the dash in Mary's crumpled up machine. matchbox circled by a rubber band. And inside the ring from Walter Browning's hand. It took a while to figure out just what it meant. The truth about the Carroll County accident. By dark of night, I dropped the ring into a well and took a sacred oath that I would never tell. The truth about the Carroll County accident. 'Cause the county ordered Dad a marble monument. I lost him in the Carroll County accident.
That was Porter Wagner and the Wagon Masters.
Thanks, Bob. Porter Wagner from 1968, singing a song written by Bob Ferguson, a kind of latter-day tale of Noah and his sons. At the end of the song, it's revealed that the narrator is the victim's son, and even though the son discovered that his father was being unfaithful when he was killed, that means the father was cheating on the narrator's own mother, he protects his dad's legacy anyway. He covers him up, like Noah's two faithful sons when they discovered him drunk and naked within his tent. Unlike the unfaithful son, Ham, who looked upon his naked father shamefully. There's something to think about there. Who are we going to play next, Bob?
Buck Owens. Sometimes we play artists enough times that we've said pretty much everything you can say about them. But occasionally you find a new fact. For example, Alvis Edgar Owens Jr. nicknamed himself after a mule on his family farm.
Come out of Sherman, Texas, made his way to Bakersfield, California.
He'd learned to play guitar when he was 13, was a great session player, and ended up on Capitol Records. His work with the Buckaroos, and especially Don Rich, has been inspiring country music fans for over 40 years.
In the 1960s, the Beatles recorded a song of Buck's called Act Naturally. In those years, Buck had 39 chart hits, 19 of them at number one. Hey, let's not forget Hee-Haw. Never missed it. I still remember some of them jokes from Hee-Haw. My mother-in-law's very neat. Puts paper under the cuckoo clock. Buck Owens and his Buckaroos, Act Naturally.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come see me in the movie. But then I know that you will plainly see biggest fools ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Buck Owens and his Buckaroos. And you know, we've talked about Buck so much, but we always talk about him as a musician. Sure, he had a lot of hits, but he was also an entrepreneur. In 1964, he and his manager formed their own booking agency, which handled Merle Haggard, Joe Mafus, Wynn Stewart, Rose Maddox, whole bunch more. A couple of years later, in 1967, he started Blue Book Publishing, and then he started to buy radio stations.
1999, Clara Channel bought the station he owned in Phoenix, KNIX-FM, for $84 million. No wonder y'all sound so happy on all of his records. It's time for four mop tops from Liverpool, who changed the course of popular music and cut into the heavy sugar, the Beatles.
Tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies, then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part and I won't need rehearsing. You can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies, then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time.
Naturally.
Faraday, Louisiana, the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. They don't make them like that anymore.
All right, here we go. We're going to do one for you now. We hope you enjoy this little ditty. This is one we had out a while back, done pretty good for us. Why don't you break down, honey, and give me just a little bit of that money? mama, don't treat me wrong. I'm a love old Jerry all night long, all right. Woman got the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. All right. Hey, hey. Oh, oh. Oh, all right. I'm gonna take it, mama. Go on and take it, boy. I got the thing. I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, oh. Now, baby, you don't do right.
Mr. Jerry Lee. His mother enrolled him in a Texas Bible college, but didn't take. He got kicked out. By the time he was 21 years old, he'd been turned down by most Nashville record companies and Louisiana Hayride. He'd already been married twice, in jail once, but he knew he was going to make it. He showed up at the door of Memphis & Son Studios, Sam Phillips was on vacation, but Jack Clement was there, and Jerry Lee sat down behind the piano. Roland James joined him on guitar, and J.M. Van Eaton played the drums. Jerry Lee had such a strong left hand, they didn't need a bass player. He could make anything swing.
Thank you, Bob. And Jerry Lee Lewis definitely swung, and rocked, and rolled, and rocked again in those three cuts from his April 5th, 1964 concert at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany. You heard Money, That's What I Want, followed by What I Say, Parts 1 and 2, all with the Nashville Teens backing Jerry Lee, trying to keep up with his fanatical rhythm. At the beginning of that last number, Ray Charles's What I'd Say, Part 2, Jerry Lee even half-scolds, half-taunts one of the Nashville Teens with Play That Thing Right, Boy, one of the all-time legendary rock and roll shows. Before Jerry Lee Lewis in Hamburg, it was the quartet that used to play in Hamburg, the Beatles, with their version of Money off their second album, 1963's With the Beatles, preceded by Act Naturally off their fifth album, 1965's Help. And John, Paul, and George got some help singing from Ringo, who took the lead for that cut. In Beatles news, Peter Jackson's three-part, six-hour documentary of the Beatles making Let It Be and performing their January 1969 rooftop concert in London is due to premiere on Disney Plus on November 25th, 26th, and 27th over the American Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be producing a show that ties into that debut at the time. And we started that set off with Buck Owens's Act Naturally from 1963.
All across the telegraph, his name it did resound.
With 20 pounds of headlines.
Welcome back to 20 Pounds of Headlines, your news from the world of Bob Dylan.
And the dust of rumor covers me.
It's a quiet week in the world of Bob Dylan, as Dylan gets ready for the November 2nd launch of his tour. So let's consider what bootleg series volumes may be forthcoming in 2022. In articles in Rolling Stone over the past few years, Jeff Rosen has suggested that Columbia may use the 25th anniversary of Time Out of Mind next year to release a bootleg series volume on the sessions for that album. As our correspondent and friend, YouTuber Mr. Tambourine reports, the sessions for that album consist of studio recordings made in two locations. In a makeshift studio that Daniel Lanois had Mark Howard put together in an old movie theater in Oxnard, California, just up the coast from Dylan's home in Malibu, and also in the storied Criteria Studio in Miami that we featured back in our March 11th, 2021 episode, In Miami, Cities Where Bob Dylan Recorded, Part 5. Go look up that March 11th episode to hear some of the recordings made there and to hear from Mark Howard, the engineer of Time Out of Mind, about both the Oxnard and Miami sessions. In the Oxnard, California sessions in late 1996, Dylan worked on 13 to 15 songs. Most of these would be early versions of songs that ended up on the album, like Not Dark Yet and Can't Wait, as well as songs that didn't make the album, like Mississippi and a 1996 song called All I Ever Loved Is You. At one of the studios, a 27-minute version of Highlands was supposed to have been recorded. Also rumored to be in the pipeline for release, perhaps for 2022, is a volume covering the 1978 sessions in Santa Monica for Street Legal. Finally, a bootleg series volume covering Dylan's early years performing in coffee houses, called The Villager, is supposed to have been prepared. But in the meantime, Dylan hits the stage in less than 2 weeks in Milwaukee, proceeding south and east from there. And that's all the news this week from the world of Bob Dylan.
One of the most important figures in ska and rocksteady is Prince Buster. He was a boxer when he was young, but gave it up to follow his musical dreams. He had great success and didn't have to take a haymaker to the jaw. This is Prince Buster. From 1963 to the end of the decade, Prince Buster released over 600 records. Now, he didn't sing all of them. Some of them he just produced. But that's still 2 new singles a week, every week, from 1963 to 1970.
Over town, we These independent people are swinging the news around. It's for Jamaica that I stand, so please join my happy band. Let's all together sing this independent song. Cost of living might raise up very high, but please, my darling, don't you sit and cry. Just put your shoulders to the wheel, and then we'll have no squeal. Let's all together sing this independent song.
Look us up by Googling Hard Rain and Slow Trains, or searching for us at Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcasting app where you can listen to all of our back episodes. 2.5 years of shows, one a week, that aim to present to you the music of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers in enriching new contexts. To share a little something about the musicians who played with Dylan, to offer you something worth thinking about concerning the music, and to do so in a way that keeps you engaged. If you listen to us on a podcasting app, consider writing a review. If you are on Twitter, drop us a line at Rain Trains. It's always wonderful to hear from listeners. And if you have some discretionary income, please consider supporting the show by looking up Hard Rain and Slow Trains at patreon.com. That's patreon.com. You can support the show with $3 a month, $10 a month, or $30 a month to help cover the expenses of producing this show. Doing so not only keeps the show going, but unlocks articles about the episodes and playlists for each episode so that you can have more details about the music and other audio that we play. The show remains free and a labor of love done for KEPW, a nonprofit radio station, but the price of just one cup of coffee a month helps to defer costs, which do mount.
Stinky pommels and Kurban, we go together. Tell them, Prince Buster says, so long, sorry we had to go so soon. Since music be the food of love, I'll forever sing on. And first as all, we'll soon get back on ship.
Cecil Campbell, who renamed himself Prince Buster.
It's time once again for
Who Did It Better?
This is your chance to vote for whose version of the song of the week you think is better.
Somebody just
if I'm registered to vote.
Go to our Twitter page at Rain Train.
Go to the ends of the earth for you.
And vote for who did it better.
To make you feel my love.
Last week on Who Did It Better, we asked you to tell us who did Willie Dixon better. Muddy Waters with Just Make Love to Me, I Just Want to Make Love to You, or Bob Dylan with My Wife's Hometown. Kind of two different ends of the spectrum of marriage there. And with 57% of the vote, you told us that Muddy Waters did it better. Dylan is great, but when it comes to Chicago blues, how can anyone compete with Muddy Waters and that superb Chess record sound? This week for Who Did It Better, we are going to ask you who did the Everly Brothers' Take a Message to Mary better. The song, written by Felice and Budlow Bryant, was first recorded by the Everly Brothers in 1959. Of the Everly Brothers' harmonies on this, guitarist Waddy Wachtel, who played guitar on Bob Dylan's 1990 album Under the Red Sky, and was featured playing lead guitar on the song from that album, Handy Dandy, once said, "I don't believe in perfection, but this record is the closest that anyone has ever come to singing in perfect harmony. I do believe every word and syllable are as close to perfect as is humanly, or in their case, inhumanly possible, because I feel humans could never sing this well. It's a miraculous record." Dylan's version comes from 1970's Self-Portrait. Listen to both the Everly Brothers' and Dylan's version of Take a Message to Mary, and then go to our Twitter page at Rain Trains and tell us who did it better.
Don and Phil Everly were childhood performers, taught by their father, who was a guitarist. His name was Ike Everly. They did an album called Songs Our Daddy Taught Us, and always have had a strong sense of family, even when they're not speaking to each other.
These are the words of a frontier lad who lost his love when he turned bad. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her I had to see the world, or tell her that my ship set sail. You can say she better not wait for me, but don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun. You can tell her I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell, where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart's aching for Mary, Lord knows I miss her so. Just tell her I went to Timbuktu. Tell her I'm searching for gold. You can say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh Lord, this cell is cold.
Mary,
take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her that I had to see the world. Tell her that my ship's at sail. You can say she'd better not wait for me, but don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a callous gun. You can tell her that I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart is aching for Mary, God knows I miss her so. Just tell her that I went to Timbuktu. Tell her that I'm searching for gold. You can say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh Lord, this cell is cold.
Now go to our Twitter page to vote and tell us who did Take a Message to Mary better, the Everly Brothers or Bob Dylan. Stay tuned to KEPW for Deadish, where Jeff will play an hour of Santana and then an hour of excerpts from some Grateful Dead October 21st shows from down through the years. All of the musicians that you have heard tonight were played by Bob Dylan 7 times over the course of the Theme Time Radio Hour's 3 seasons. They are all part of Lucky Club 7. We just lost Don Everly, one half of the Everly Brothers, or as Ms. Maria regards him, Axl Rose's ex-father-in-law, this past August. Until then, he was one of our last ones standing. We lost Phil in 2014. Let's go out tonight with another Everly Brothers single, this one also from 1959, Let It Be Me. We'll follow that up with a single of the same song that Dylan released in 1981 that was also included in the most recent bootleg series, Springtime in New York, that was just released last month. Dylan also recorded the song in 1970, but given that this 1981 version was just re-released, let's listen to that.
Next up, Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one if you must cling. Someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without you, life be. So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always
The Everly Brothers, part of their phenomenal 3-year string for Cadence Records.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you now and forever. Let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be? Don't never leave me lonely. Say that you love me only now and forever. Let it be me.
Now and forever.
Stay tuned for next week's show when Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and fellow travelers will offer a pre-game episode preparing us all for what we might expect when Dylan begins his tour on November 2nd.